Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I don't think there are any more appropriate words with which to open ourselves to hear who Jesus is. It's here in this beautiful antiphon that really speaks of what our lives as Christians is actually all about. That's what we pray as we begin our day, opening our lips. That's what we pray each and every moment. God, just open me up so that I can listen to the words of your Son. And it has special meaning for us who have given ourselves to Christ more fully, to be his spouse, and especially today on this anniversary of our Sister Maria Chiara. There are a few things that occur to me when we look at our great saint, Saint Agnes, who today reveals for us what it really is like to desire nothing in this life but Christ. What I want to do is just to read the antiphons that we will pray today proper to our feast day and show how these are at the essence of what it means to be brides of Christ, to be servants of our Lord Jesus. For morning prayer, we say, "My Lord Jesus has espoused me with his ring. He has crowned me like a bride. I am espoused to him whom the angels serve. Sun and moon stand and wonder at his beauty. Rejoice with me and be glad, for I have taken my place with all the saints in the kingdom of light." Again, in the Canticle of Zechariah, "I long for, what I long for I now see, what I hope for I now possess. In heaven I am espoused to him whom on earth I loved with my whole heart." And what we will hit this evening in Vespers is Christ's virgin could not be broken by any terror, nor won over by any false allurements. To him alone I pledge my trust. To him alone I give my undivided love. I give thanks to you, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, for through him you have made your servant victorious. And finally, the Canticle of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Agnes raised her head and prayed, "Holy Father, hear me. I am coming to you, whom I have loved, and whom I have always sought and desired." Only a soul that is truly recognize the spousal, the bridal relationship with Jesus Christ can say these things. And that is what our hope is, dear sisters. So I posit to you, Sister Maria Chiara, and to each one of us here today, to take one word as our movement for this year, 2017. This new year of entering into that spousal relationship with our spouse, the bridegroom. And that is the word surrender. But I want to share with you a little thing that my people taught me. It's a simple song, a simple phrase that is such great meaning that since from the first time I heard it sung at my parish, it's echoed in my heart ever since, such that whatever it is that I'm doing, in my best moments at least, it reoccurs. And so I found something here on this side of heaven which I think is proper to your side of heaven, so I wish to return it to you And maybe this will help you to truly be the brides you're called to be. It's in Spanish, but I think you'll understand. Quiero decir que sí. Quiero decir que sí. Como tú, María. Como tú, un día. Como tú, María. Quiero decir que sí. Quiero decir que sí. Quiero decir que sí. Quiero decir que sí. The second verse is, quiero negarme a mí. And the third verse, quiero entregarle a él. This song is, I want to say yes. Like Mary. One day to do it like Mary. To say yes to you like Mary. I want to deny myself. I want to surrender myself to him. And it's a phrase, it's a song that seems so simple that it's like a mother saying it to us. Something simple that it's an easy thing that our mother would teach us. And when we're in our difficult moments, to caress our hair, to bring us close to her breast and say, just do it like this. The whole of the life of a spouse is to surrender, to lay things at his feet. And it is my prayer for you, Sister Maria Chiara, today, that yes, that denying of yourself, that you're surrendering yourself to him, maybe a little bit more forceful and strong, more like Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.